here, I gotta get my thing up.
Get home, I remember that hat.
Okay, we're gonna have Brenda read the minutes.
I had one like that.
Yeah, got it right down. 7:05.
It's a good hat.
PM. Okay, minutes are... I did read through these days, and I thought, oh, they sound right. Because I kept my original, and I read over it, and I was like, I got them on there. Okay, this is the Highland Historical Society minutes of meeting held 19th October 2023, Highland Historical Museum, and the address. In attendance, Charlie Greenland, Mark Thompson, Eric Adamson, Brent Thurgood, and Wayne Tanaka. I can't believe Wayne's not here. Anyway, call to order. Charlie Greenland called the meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. Review and approval of minutes. Brenda read minutes of last meeting held on the 20th of April, 2023. Eric motioned to accept minutes as read. Charlie seconded the motion. Now, that was in April, but there, April, May, June. We didn't have one in July because you canceled because there was so much stuff going on. With the
pardon?
We didn't have a meeting in July, I don't think.
No.
Okay. The discussion items were, one, communication. Charlie needs responses to texts to know that they were received.
I sent 6 out this week and didn't get one response.
We finally figured out I responded to the wrong one.
I'll make sure I do it next time.
I thought I did, but it was to the wrong one. Number two, well, events to promote and publicize our Highland Historical Society. Charlie has begun doing monthly presentations, which are on the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. in the City Council Chamber. Really? I thought the one, did you do the one here?
No, they're all the other.
Okay. Yeah, that was when the weather was terrible. People need to know about the history of Highland. Wayne offered to hand out notices of the presentations to the City Council, Mayor, and City staff. Wayne also feels we need to get the info out to the public about the presentations. He will talk to Aaron Wells about digital support from the city to advertise the presentations. Number three, fling results. Charlie felt that being the Grand Marshal of the Fling Parade brought exposure to this historical society.
I agree.
Yeah. Number four, member input. Eric will talk to Jess Adamson to remind him to apply to be on the...
I can follow up on that. I went back to talk to Jess again. And he kind of said okay the first time. The last time he said he's not healthy. He said I haven't had good health. He said I just can't get involved in that.
He's still riding his bike around.
Yeah. And it seems like he's okay. But I know he's had that COVID for off and on.
He doesn't want to go away.
And I think he's just like the rest of us. He's just tired. You know what I mean?
Well, I know
and,
how that
and
is.
And I'll tell you, so I didn't have the heart to, I just said, Jess, after all the work you've done in the city, you deserve to have some rest. So I'm not going to pursue this. So I'm sorry about that. Because
okay.
He would be fantastic. But.
Well, Charlie said that in January, it is time to select a new president of the board. I'm just saying.
What's that?
I'm just saying, one of you two.
I don't think
so. Oh, who's not here? We could always vote for one who's
Wayne.
Not here. There you go. I was just teaching to not show up. Okay, he would be happy to serve as a historian, but he cannot continue to serve as president. And I got to say, all the work you've done on the histories and that, you've been amazing as a president.
Nobody, Charlie, just to say this would not exist without you. You know that, don't you?
Right.
And you know how much I appreciate it. That's the reason that being that in a parade like that was well, you earned that. That was a great thing for you and Miriam. And I tell you, we appreciate it. We've watched you do it, and it's been great. So.
Thank you.
Wayne suggested we have a celebration to honor oldest living settling member of Highland. Brenda suggested maybe including 5 or so families of early settlers. Eric suggested we look at having the celebration at Charlie's presentation. Charlie mentions that he is the most knowledgeable person about Highland history.
I agree.
Which you are.
I can't imagine anybody else.
No, I can't
either. I don't either. There's nobody else.
And all those
living,
presentations, as
long as we say living in there.
We wouldn't have any of those presentations without you.
Yeah, right.
Because you gather up all that stuff and go in there. And there's a lot of things that you've done that we would never have.
Okay, adjournment. Brenda made motion to adjourn. Eric seconded the motion. Meeting adjourned at 7:40 p.m. Next meeting will be on January 18th, 2024.
Okay. Move to approve the minutes.
Okay, wait. Moved. Mark.
There was something I was going to, I want to talk about promoting this last time, last Wednesday's meeting. I had Kim Rodella, the city councilman, come over to my house and help get up that Highland Historical Society Facebook page. Mm. And she worked on that a lot and sent out a lot of information to people, just individual people. She picked out and said, here, follow us, follow us, follow us. And so we got contact with, probably contacted 30 people that way. And then I sent an email to all the city councilmen and the mayor, and to Aaron Wells, the director of Highland City, whatever, the office manager, whatever. And so I don't know, that was another 15 people that I contacted that way. And we had three people come. But three of the city councilmen came by and said they would be there if they could, but they had to go to another meeting in the city hall there. So that's getting some advertisement out, but that Facebook page is probably worthwhile having a little bit more input on that.
Sounds good.
I don't have your Facebook, but I'm guessing.
Pardon?
I said I don't have your Facebook.
I don't either. That's why I had Kim I had started the Facebook page. I figured out how to get it open and started, but I didn't know how to do anything with it. And she came over and helped out a little bit on that. Okay, we've got the mission to approve.
Do we have to vote? We have to vote, don't we?
Vote.
Okay, four. I think I read over what I was supposed to do in a minute.
That's okay. That's good. You have to vote. You have to vote.
Yeah.
All in favor? That's what you have to say or something like that.
Yeah.
You have to say that.
All in favor?
Raise got it.
Say aye. Okay.
I just have to learn how to
say aye. The eyes are above the nose.
Yeah.
Okay, for this evening's discussion then, discussion on reorganization and goals. We have now an opening for a treasurer. You're acting treasurer, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a national treasurer, and I'm wondering about how having... if we need a treasurer, or if we could use a secretary treasurer and combine the two, or if we could dispense with it all together. But there's one argument to keep it, I think, is because you have to have two people with the money deal. You have two people
to sign off
so that there's no question about honesty on the thing. So. Do we need a treasurer? If so, we can nominate and choose one tonight. I said last time that I would be willing to be a historian. We don't have a position for a historian, so we have to create one.
Okay.
If you want to do that, I will be glad to serve as historian.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be fine if we do that. But
I'd volunteer to just take on that treasurer's job.
Pardon?
Okay, I would take on the treasurer's job.
Okay.
And then Brenda and I could work together.
Right.
Instead of the secretary treasurer being one thing, we could just work together. If we had to have two signatures on anything that happened, we'd be able to do that.
Okay, or the president would be...
Yeah, even Mark, he's on the committee, so...
Okay. Goals. I wrote goals down here, but I don't really think I know what kind of goals we need to set up. Well, we talked about last week, last time anyway, having a honorary dinner for the older people. We could do that, but who are they? Who are the older people? Or the families of the older people?
Oh, the early settlers, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, settling families.
Pardon?
You're talking about the settling families, the early residents of Highland?
Yeah, the early residents or their descendants.
Well, okay, I wonder, you guys, you and him.
One of them is Clinton White.
Yeah.
He's 93.
His dad was about that old too, wasn't he, when he died?
I don't think he was quite that old, but he was older, yeah. But definitely he would be one, but he's the kind of a guy that I don't know if he would accept that sort of thing. You know, he was on our committee for a while.
Was he?
Yeah.
Is his name Q-U-E-N-T-I-N?
Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember him.
He was on our committee for the first, I don't know, just 2 or 3 months is all it was, and then he didn't want to do it anymore. And when Kent Day came on,
well, his place. His wife's been, her health's been going downhill.
Yeah, she's really sick, you know.
Okay.
The thing, I don't know, Quentin's got an article that he submitted when they were asking for the Saints and Soldiers. The book that they put out for you read any of that?
I've read some of that. Yeah.
Quentin's got a when he was in the Korean conflict. And,
wow!
And I mean, it's really an interesting story because it wasn't about the war. It was about the effects of the war. It's a really good article that he's putting there.
I never heard of that. What was Saints and Soldiers?
You could buy the book down. The church kind of authorized some people to send in whatever they wanted to relevant to their service, and see, Quentin was that perfect person because he got his mission call.
Yeah.
And they took his mission call away from him and sent him to Korea. And so, I mean, that he says, number one, I was just ticked off that I didn't get to go on the mission, but he says I came back and ended up going to Finland, and then, but in between he does the whole. And he talks more about just how bad war is. You know, he said we watched them as a community go along and pick up a truckload of dead children every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were just freezing to death because, you know, their parents had been killed in the war, or at least the father had. And I mean, it's one of those things that makes you understand that if you don't have to do that, you certainly owe an attaboy to the ones that do.
Yeah.
And
well, I can't think of anyone other members that we might say are
early settlers,
descendants of the older just don't know.
Well,
anyway,
there's families that I know of. I mean, I'm not kidding. Your family, your family, and your family. Those guys.
Yeah, well, that's three families, right? They were here. I was here in 1906.
Well, you've got the Buellers.
Oh yeah, the Buellers.
You've got the Days.
The Days.
Yeah, I mean those people have been here.
Buellers came in 15, and Days came in 7.
Dane Clark would be willing to do anything.
On the committee, on here?
Yeah, or even just somebody that wants to contribute his side of the way things were, right? We're getting down to where we've got to start looking at people that just have an interest in this, because the ones that actually have lived it are on their way out.
I'd be glad to talk to Clark. He's one of them, you know. Of course, see, we had Ivan pass away. You see, Ivan was over the cemetery, which did a damn good job.
That's another one of those things. If it hadn't have been for Ivan just keep plugging away at it, we wouldn't have
a cemetery.
And we played into that too. But
their other brother Paul lives in Minnesota, and we could communicate with him quite a bit. He would be a good one to be on the committee, but
you know, he's my age, and he keeps the on the computer, you know, our caveman deal. He talks about every time somebody passes away, he puts it on there.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
He does all that. He's a computer geek, and he's been for years, you know, doing that.
Right. He worked for IBM.
But he's staying in. I don't think we're going to get him to move from Minnesota.
Yeah.
He told me his kid, he's about in the middle of where all his kids was. You know, he had about 9 or 10 kids. And they've got, I think he's got like 50 or 60 members of his family now or something like that.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. They must like cold weather.
Yeah. Well, Clark would be a good one.
He'd be a good one.
Good.
I'll tell you another one that we could probably look at. You know, Lynn Ruff. would be a pretty good idea to go ask him if he would be involved.
Lynn is kind of
he's having a hard time with that.
You know, dementia.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about Joy?
She's all right. Yeah. They just came back from a mission not too long ago.
I went to their home.
Joy Rath, maybe.
I've heard that, but Lynn is kind of.
He may be.
I don't know.
I haven't been around him and talked to him too much. I went to their homecoming, but I didn't go.
That's about a year.
Well, we probably ought to contact all of them that are in that age group there and see if nothing else, they can get their children a little bit interested in doing some of this.
And also, you got the Strasburg families. Sure. Now, there's not many of them left on Highland.
No.
On Highland, I like that.
That's usually what we stayed on Highland.
That's what you learn how to do it. That's how you know if you're one of the older people or one of the newer people, right? Born on Highland.
Strasburg. Okay, who else we got?
I don't know who in the Strasburgs we even got. Oh, Colin. He was raised, Grandpa Strasburg raised him. Remember that?
Yeah.
They had that one family, their father just decided he didn't want to do anything anymore, and they took the three boys. And
so you got Chedisters involved there.
Chedisters?
Yeah, Chedisters, and Glenn took one, and Eber took one.
Eben took one, and Glenn took one, and then Kim was one that went to Glenn, I think. They were in Colin, I think, I can't remember what this youngest one is, but anyway, I see him around.
Robbie.
I wonder if Robbie would be interested in maybe helping us.
He might. And
none of the others.
He's still living on the farm.
Yeah, he built a house up there where he was.
Ronnie Strasburg?
Yeah, he went by Chedister.
Oh, Chedister.
Chedister's had him, but I think he's
really back. Oh, he's back. That's the one. Okay.
Has he?
How did that go to Chedister's? What did
they do? Well, they split the kids up to the family members.
Because their parents died.
They
was a sister to the man who disappeared and left his children.
Yeah.
So Thelma Chittister was his sister.
That's Reed, Summer Reed Chittister.
Yeah. She was a Strasburg. See,
She was a Strasburg, and so they just split the kids up so the burden wouldn't be. And then
Kim was. I think his wife took the girl. I think his wife did take the girl.
Oh, yeah. I think there wasn't a girl around here, I know.
No,
what happened to the guy? He just ran off?
Pardon?
What happened to the guy?
Yeah, I think they just got to a point they couldn't take care of the kids. I don't know what.
He was an alcoholic, I think.
Was he? I can't remember either, but I remember what happened.
Charles was his name. Charles Strasburg.
Well?
So there's a Robbie.
Robbie's the baby.
He's the youngest of that.
Right. And I know he's Strasburg because he took on he's kept his name there with Evan. And then the oldest one was Colin, I think.
Colin and Kim and
Colin and Kim and Robbie, I think they're the three. And Colin's the one that was the Chadburg family, but yeah, you say he's come back to the Chester family, but now he's taking his name.
Yeah, because they had a son about the same age there too. Because Dale was. Their own son, and so they kind of paired him up so they'd have somebody.
Especially since you had Dee was the same age as Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he half the time, Kim was going by Strasburg too, or just depended on way that went.
Oh, she did make it. Well, you're too late. We did everything already.
Yeah, you're present, by the way. We just fired everything.
Well, you're just in time. We're going to be asking for nominations for a new president.
Okay, wait a minute.
Well, I missed it. That means you don't want to be anymore?
I can't be anymore. I'm just too old.
It comes a time.
Well, I have a good reason, but he's a superstar to me, so he also...
I have a question on that. I've been thinking seriously about that because I can't do it either. And but I think, I just wonder how much, you're in the city, right? Mm-hmm. And you're assigned to this historical committee?
No, she's, you're thinking of Kim Rodella. This is Claudia. She's just our website producer.
There you go. I'm sorry. Anyway, what I was thinking is I'm not sure. I just don't feel the city has a lot of support for us, is what I'm saying.
I'm really aware of that.
And I'll bet you are. I was going to ask you, because you would know more than I would, but it seems like to me that we ought to get somebody in the city that's got some ownership to either be president. Or I told Yvonne when I was home, I said, I'd grab one of them councilmen and make him president of the historical committee. Maybe we can get some help.
Yeah.
They'd probably tell us to go to jump in the lake. But see, if they do that, we know we don't have any support from them. What?
The city councilman that's assigned to us is Scott Smith. And he's never been to any of our meetings.
Yeah.
We go have those open houses in the city hall. He doesn't even come by our booth to look at us. He goes to let
him. Well, we wouldn't want Scott to be.
So I talked to Mayor, whatever his name is.
Osler.
And I said, I'd like to have someone else assigned. How about Kim Rodella? He says, oh, that's a good idea. We'll try.
And then,
that's really
well, I think maybe you ought to throw it in their lap and say, you know, you're going to be on the committee, which is fabulous because you still got all the knowledge. But I think we just throw it back to the city and say, we don't think we're getting the support from you all. And we think now with this opening for president that the city ought to put somebody in there that's involved with the city that has some ownership for this committee.
You've got a good idea.
Well, even if you look at the candidates from the last turnout, I offer them a tour, anybody that's running for office. And most of it is water related because they've got a guardian that
way. Yeah, you got that one down.
But as we go around, I found that, and we've got, you know, the ones that didn't win the election, but they've got an interest in the city, and maybe we ought to grab onto them or see where they can stand in that because.
Well,
we've got to get someone.
We got to get somebody that has some enough interest and enough authority to help us. I mean, we go there. We haven't heard anything about that building, have we?
No.
And so what I'm saying is, we don't. It's like they don't think. Well, they must not think we're very important. Is all I'm about to say. Which is they just don't think everything's going swell. We're not, you know, and maybe they don't care.
But maybe they don't have an interest in the history.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, and I don't know how you do that, but I would be I would go with Charlie or whoever to the city, and I'd stand up and tell them what I thought.
In the city council meeting.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
I'd get on a city council meeting with you and me, and we go there and say, we want to talk about the historical committee. And I'd tell them how we feel. What's going on? I tell Scott Smith right to his face.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. You know, this is. I care about this. That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah, that's what we all.
And I think that if at that point I'll just say to him, "Are you not interested, or should we just get rid of the committee? Or what do you want to do with it?"
Yeah.
I put it to him.
Is Hewlett still living in town? Is he still?
No, I think he moved down to American Fork and those duplexes down there.
I'm trying to. Tell me right now, in front city council.
So, does anybody here want to be president?
That's what I'm just going to ask. We're asking for nominations. Would you be willing to serve as a president?
No.
Would you be willing to serve as a president?
No. Nope.
Would you, Brenda?
No. Okay, I just have always figured I'm on this committee sort of to take notes because I'm like a newcomer to Highland. I've been here 45 years, but no, I kind of...
45 years, you're not a newcomer.
I don't think Ray would. I don't think Wayne could.
I don't think Wayne could.
So, your idea is...
Do you have any thoughts? I mean, you've watched what's going on here.
Yeah, well, I'm not here often enough, but so I feel dumb saying anything.
Go ahead.
What if you do like a... co-president thing. So you have somebody that cares about the history with somebody that's city, that has some city power. but then I'm like totally disappear.
Well, what happens is that sometimes in that case nobody does anything.
Well,
you need somebody that's got the authority
in
his presence.
I would not run it if somebody else is doing it.
Oh, I say, you know.
I don't want the job on myself.
Well, I'll because tell you what we ought to do then is go to the city and see, and throw it out.
But only
them.
Because you would still be here, right?
Pardon?
Only because he would
still be
a historian.
But I would, and then if, what do they come back with? We could, I think they take whatever suggestions we have as far as who was involved in it.
If they would give us, if you would, okay, if you go to the city council meeting and you just lay it out there, we have got to have some help. We have got to have some support.
We haven't had any support at all for the last, as long as I've been here.
And we think this is important.
You've been here a lot longer than me. We haven't had any support since you've been here.
I can't hear you.
Do the other city historical committees have somebody from the...
Are there other city historical committees?
Every historical society. But the question is,
do they get support?
Is this a normal thing? That's what I'm.
Well, about. Lehigh has a really nice one. Apparently, they're going concerned. They have stuff on Facebook all the time, and they have an office where they have someone tending the office certain hours every week.
See, there you go.
And last year they sponsored a calendar with pictures of Lehigh on it, and so they're going concerned. Lehigh is. I haven't any contact with American Forest.
They had a whole different foundation in Lehigh because Dave Evans was their first mayor and bishop, and so it means a lot to them. And the Evans family are still, a lot of people in that family are still there. And you got Hatchet's Museum that took on a lot of the things that, you know, that we're doing here.
Right.
And they make that available as one for the Cub Scouts, and that to be one of their little, now that we don't have that anymore, but there's still programs that are functioning in that same capacity. But I think that's the difference, is Dave Evans was right-hand man to Brigham Young. I mean, that...
You really had a lot of wives, too, because there was...
There's four of them in the statue over there with him at the recreational center. and my...
I know a lot of good friends of mine.
Family, so they're, I guess, family now, too. But that's the difference. They've had a background of that happening. And here in Highland, like you say, even the mayors aren't staying. As soon as they raise their kids, they're moving on to the care center or whatever they're living in.
Well, my thought is, you know, my life is a little crazy, and I'm not supposed to volunteer for anything anymore. But
yeah, I know a feeling on that.
But I also know how much work you put in, and I would really, really, really hate to see it fall apart.
Yeah. Well,
so would I be willing to help to make sure that doesn't happen? Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I have seen, I know how many pages I put on that website. I know how much work you have done. Mm-hmm. I know what that takes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it means turn it over to the city and they let it fall apart, I'm not exactly cool with that.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a, I'm sure we even have a vice chairman, you know, and have a chairman and a vice chairman.
Has she even been contacted? Is Winnie even willing to do?
I've been with Winnie. She's amazing.
Is she in good level?
When I was mayor, she was, Dawn and I were mayor first. For years, she handled a recorder and, she did everything, really, for a long time.
They treated her poorly when Jay went in as mayor. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was almost in tears, and I went over and talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, she was keeping the history of Highland from the time it became a city anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she brought the stuff over to the city, and when they made the move from the old building, some of it ended up in the trash. It ended up some of it getting retrieved, but they threw stuff away. I mean, it's how you can ever have I mean, there's going to be a place that's hot and difficult for people that don't support. I mean, you even look at where we are and the way the church takes care of history. I mean, it's...
I'm a genealogist, so...
Right.
it's just a matter that the process of keeping people that really did a lot for the city on their own. I mean, some of them got paid for it because they were in a position, but they did an extraordinary job with things that really weren't in there. And Winnie was there. I think
she was there by herself doing all that stuff for a long time.
Winnie's not in good enough health to do anything now, is she?
I don't know. I talk. She lives right down the corner by me down here, and we're good friends. I see her. I talk to her some, but I think we'd have to sit down and talk to her to see.
Well, that's. If you want to set something up, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Let's just go. And, I mean, if nothing else, I'd like to reinforce to her that we do care about the work she did.
That's great. Good idea for the two.
Well, let's do it.
Mayors.
Would it be a good time? Because I can.
Yeah. Why don't you just schedule something for yourself when you've got the time and call me and give me 15 minutes is all I need.
Okay. I'll do that. Put that down and I'll go. I need to talk to her anyway. She's been... good friend for years and years.
Okay, well, the next item was kind of a moot point now. So, do we have any other member input that we might need to talk about?
Let's kind of decide what we're going to do with the city.
Yeah.
Because I'd be glad to be involved, but I think you probably have, you know, for me to go in there and tell them we don't have any support, I've only been on this thing, 4 years?
Pardon?
Well, yeah, but you've seen no support in 4 years.
Nine. I've been in there 9 years.
I've been in there 4 years. Mark, how long have you been involved?
Since he got released from mayor.
Well, I came to you and started talking about some of that stuff to actually get some wheels underneath what, you know, others have started. But
yeah, right.
In reality, I'm ready to go down there once a month and hit them up about getting us a building. I mean, the thing about it is, they're okay to do this, that, and that with everything else. But
that major new park.
See, I think Mark, that when we have this meeting with them, that's one of the big things we need to bring up. That we've had no support on that, and the city just—I think they feel like best thing they can do is just let it go away.
Well, right now, I think Ron Campbell is the best one you've got on the council.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, Ron's wife was there with us.
He was there, yeah.
And
he came in
and Ron's been
what's
involved.
His name? Ron Campbell.
He lives over in the country club, just a little bit east of the clubhouse. And I offer a water tour for all the ones that are running. If they want to go before they're a candidate or after they get in, I says, I can't afford not to have you people protect something that keeps us alive. I said, you guys start making bad decisions in the water issue, and you'll be going, we've got to move because we got here done.
But see, the good thing about what you've done with that water, that was the best run company that I've ever been known about. And you know, the thing of it is, I even hate it when you think about moving it to the city. It was the right thing to do.
But they served their time. You know, and it needed Yucas Inouye, it needed my dad, and it needed even the ones, Perry Jefferson, were guys. I can remember when they went on Dad was gone a little bit, he started driving bus when Ingersoll was running that little biology program. Took him in, you know, on different places, about 3 or 4 trips. And so Dad was gone too, and I just got stuck with everything. I mean, I was still young enough, I had to put him on the wagon and drag him down the tractor because he didn't have a driver's license to fix leaks and stuff like that. And it's interesting in the fact that you had some really good people that, and it was Yucas, Perry, LeGrand, all of those guys,
my dad was
and I mean, some contributed more, and I mean, Dad was the heart of the thing. He kept it going and talked me into it. But the reality of it is, that's what made us different is the fact that they had a lot of good people functioning capacity before the city ever kicked in and became a city. I mean, you were a town or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about the water system in 1958. I was there. I saw what happened there. In a year and a half, we had it done. From start to finish, it was done. If you try that now in this city, you'd take 17 years.
Well, that filed on the water rights 3 years before they did anything.
Yeah.
They already tied up the water.
I know there was a lot of fighting in that city, because my dad would get phone calls about people that didn't want the water system. Mm-hmm. And they were good friends of his, and they would just jump all over it.
We took the last one off the ditch in 1975.
To what?
We took the last home off the ditch. They were still drinking out of the ditch in 1975.
Drinking out of the ditch?
Yeah, well, that's they had run a cistern.
They didn't have a well.
They'd run a cistern and let it settle out, and then they'd probably boil their water that they were going to drink.
Wow.
But it was...
We had a spring down at our house, and that spring went dry in the fall. We had to get the ditch and just get some gallons, you know, get some big drums and fill them with water and haul them back.
So let's then, I'll get us on the agenda for a city council meeting. Second and fourth Tuesdays, right, is when city council is?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the...
That sounds right.
So we'll go for the... They're already passed this one here.
So the fourth Tuesday will be... What, the 28th?
Why don't you call
Pardon?
Kim? Why don't you talk to Kim and just talk to her and let her carry this thing to the...
Oh, okay.
Who's Kim?
She's on the council. Kim Rowe.
She lives right in Miami.
And she's one, and Brittany, that have been out on the tour. And when they came home, they go, well, we didn't even know anything about this. And I says, well, you better get to know about the water. It's not very pleasant living here with you.
And all the water, they bought the rights and got all the rights and just make sure we had plenty forever if we take care of it the way we should.
So you want to talk, you're suggesting he talk to Kim and have Kim
I'll
start
talk to
the,
Kim.
Yeah, either she can be the person to come and visit with us, or we can find out who wants to be, because... They're supposed to make an assignment, like you say. Smith's never been here,
yeah.
And he's an old history guy. He's a Pleasant Grove kid from dirt. I mean, he because my wife's aunt worked for Smith's on their drugstore over there.
Oh, that's who he's for, Smith's drugstore.
Yeah. So he's the family there, but he's a physician with Premier Medical, and he's got a busy schedule. That. In reality, if he's the one assigned, then he ought to do it, or say,
you know, I like that, the boat. I like that idea of maybe having her come here and let her talk to her before we go to the city, if we need to, just to make sure we get a feel for it.
Yeah. The only problem is our next meeting is not until April. We need to schedule an earlier meeting.
We can have those extra meetings if we need
to. Sure.
If you talk to her and get a time for a meeting, I think we can all try to make
sure. Sure, anytime she comes, yeah.
What do you want to happen?
This is your baby. You tell me. I want to support what you want.
I don't want to lose this.
Okay.
Whatever we do.
So what if I offered at least do something interim to help out, or if what would make you feel more secure about all of this?
About staying in, you mean?
Well, I mean, if you need to get out and you need somebody to take over, we got to get the city to help. There's no doubt.
Well, you're willing to be the historian. That part you said you would.
Yeah, I would be the historian, but I would like to be able to share that history so that somebody else can do it too.
I agree.
And you're the most likely one for that because you know more about it than anybody else.
I am willing. I just don't. I'm not ready to take on the city and everything by myself right now. I don't know that I have that much time. But I'm willing to. Never say volunteer for. Did I just volunteer to be president?
We could even have you. I think we could have a right now an interim until we get the final thing down. But I
I'd vote for you in a minute.
Well,
I'm
happy to do that, and I would be happy if somebody wants to, like if Winnie wants to kind of help me out, or if one of the city council people would like to be, you know, if I can push them to help us and keep this going. But I'm not going to let your boat sink. It's not going to.
You know what?
I will not let your boat sink. Because no, I know how much work you have done.
Well, would you talk to Winnie and just find out what she's doing, what she,
you know, Winnie,
what she feels like she might want to be part of, and then we can, you and I, go down and visit with her.
Then we'd be glad to go visit with her.
And you say she's living down in your area now?
Or? Well, she lives in the corner.
Is she still in the house that she's always been in?
Because, you know, I live over here by the, behind the school.
But she's still in the home that right on the corner by the school.
I see her there. And,
by the park.
And all of her kids have got houses all around her, so she's not going to move anywhere.
Is anybody, who's not here, that Wayne's not here? Ray's not right here. Is that it? Is anybody else on this committee?
Well, viewer, what's that? What wasn't,
Ray was.
Ray was on it.
Yes.
No, Ray, I realize Ray and Wayne are here. I'm just saying, if I'm going to step up, then I should probably at least.
Well,
we figured out there's one on here that should be Ray.
Ray,
I think
Ray,
that's the whole committee.
That's
right there.
The whole thing. There's six.
So Ray Bueller.
And Donna's in a position she doesn't want to be part of it at all. Now
no.
She just turned away or
no,
stepped away from it.
Oh, imagine what she'd do if she found out I took over.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even want to go there. That sounds like it can't work. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah,
kind of
that would be crazy.
It's kind of a sad situation.
Donna,
her husband was my wife's first husband.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of tricky.
And when he died, she wouldn't let the kids do anything.
They had to have two
funerals because the kids had to have another one.
Is this for who?
For Weldon Kitchen.
Donna.
Weldon.
Weldon Kitchen?
Was her husband.
And that's who died.
Yeah.
I knew him.
Yeah. Donna, who used to be here on our group.
Her first husband was Weldon Kitchen.
No,
yeah.
Second
husband. And my wife was his first wife.
Weldon, okay. Oh, that's right. She's Weldon's second wife. Okay, I remember when Miriam.
Yes,
when we moved here,
that's
Miriam
right.
Was, Miriam was a kitchen, and she was married.
Yeah.
I got it. And when you know who my cousin is, you know who my cousin is?
Who's your cousin?
Pardon?
Mel Brown.
Yeah.
It just gets more.
Yeah. More.
Who's Mel Brown?
Okay, Mel Brown's. Okay, how do they explain that?
He was a legislator. And Doug Kitchen, my wife's son, his wife was a secretary for her.
For him.
And they had an affair. And
well, I don't know if they did.
And now they're married.
That's what people thought they did, but I'm not sure that they did have an affair. But they fell in. And he
they were
his wife.
They were excommunicated and stuff, so he's...
You know,
yeah, I don't
Mel
know.
Kitchen.
Mel Brown is my age, and his wife is about... 45 or something, 50 maybe.
But here's a Mel Kitchen, which is a brother of Weldon. His older brother lives down in Becker Fork. One of the nicest guys I ever met. He was in scouting. We went to Woodbatch together, me and Mel. And I'll tell you, he was a super. I think he was probably the oldest in the family there, I guess. I don't know how many kitchens.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you, my mom and Mel were really close. That was her nephew. And he said, we did not do anything wrong, have an affair, but since everybody felt like they, I mean, it sounds fishy, I know, but I believe that I believe him, because they were excommunicated, he was, but they came back, and so it's all good, I guess, but
yeah.
I believe that they did, because he absolutely said we didn't.
He was a state prisoner.
I can believe him. Yes, it was, and his wife that he divorced ended up with cancer. I mean, his family, kids, half of them don't speak to him and don't like him. I mean, it was a mess. But I think, because I know the character of him, I believe him.
Oh.
I believe him.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, that was, you know, and that was, he said, but I'm willing to take the discipline that the church, because that's kind of what will make everybody...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't make them okay, but you know.
Well,
I'm going to have to push off before because my grandkids.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're doing. Okay, so you're going to talk to Wendy Jensen. Got that. Okay.
And then you're going. Then we'll find out from you whether you want her to come and talk to us here, or whether we need to go to the city or something, right?
All right. So if I talk to Winnie first, and you're going to talk to Kim, and then you and I will talk to each other.
Okay.
How about that?
Good idea.
I know. And he's like, "Oh no, I have to wait for Claudia to keep up."
Yeah. Let's not push Winnie into anything.
I won't push.
She's got to go to the city or find out.
Oh, I don't.
We just need to.
I know she's got some bad feelings.
Keep up with the history.
Right.
And so I think it'd be fun to have her here.
She's got a lot of knowledge that even if that stuff, I mean, some of the stuff was thrown in the garbage can.
Yeah, that's so sad.
And I
because
mean,
I know she when I got to being mayor, she gave me a step by step of all the things that happened while I was mayor.
Well,
she typed all that up and gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
And she was just super. I'm sure she did it the rest of them too. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't want to rub any salt into her wounds, but I think she'd enjoy just coming and just participate in our discussion.
Take a look at that. There's history right there.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody nowadays that is doing that sort of thing in history of the current history?
Good question.
The things that city are doing, they've got the minutes to go along
just
with that.
Just the minutes, that's all that's there. Oh,
I don't know whether they've got somebody assigned to do that or not. We just have to get in there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we have nominations for president and other officers. Are we just going to kind of put that on hold for now?
So do you want me to interim stuff so that you feel like you're okay? What, or do you just want to stay until the next? What do you want to do?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, I could just kind of feel that you were trying to make sure this is taken care of so that you can shift out of this.
So what do you need her to do?
What do you want? Do you want me to just kind of do something internally and so that you can feel like that's taken care of? What do you want?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
I'm not saying that I would only do the interim. I'm just saying.
You know, is that what
it's not really like that?
What? The tank up on the hill?
No.
Do you want to be done tonight? Do you want to have an election?
Not that there's multiple people running, so that's
kind of... No, let's not do that. let's just go as we are.
Well, why don't...
Let's follow through with these assignments that we've gotten and find out how things go with that.
Okay, because I...
Well, if you're willing to hang on until we get that worked out, then why don't we just let you be the vice president, if you're willing? The two of you can interact. I still have the official capacity to do that.
You know, and then you could also put on the next minutes the thing, and then we can make it official, like the treasurer, I could take that.
Oh, okay. Another problem, though. Claudia is not a member of our committee, so
we
got
to go to the city.
We can't elect her.
Oh, okay. Well, you figure that out. I have to go see my grandchildren.
Okay.
In the city, they've got a place you get an application, and it's right there in one of those toll arounds they have in the front there. There's a sheet there that if you want to that you can get and turn into the city, and they take it to the city council and get it approved.
Well, is this even, in other words, are you anything to do with the city, or is this a non-profit? How are we running
it? It's a non-profit, and we're not a non-profit, but the city has a non-profit that we work through. They have what they call a 501(c) or stuff like that.
Well, I'm saying that'd handle the financial side, but that doesn't handle the legislative side of it.
I don't know what.
Let me.
Okay, so I need to do an application. I need to call Winnie and. But look, if I'm willing to co or do president, if it helps you to have somebody from the actual historical society head it, but I still think that we should have the city help us out.
That was what they always said they would do.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming.
Claudia Sedwicks.
Claudia Sedwicks?
Yeah, you know. Sedwicks, like Richard.
Like Richard that helped me when I was running for mayor?
Yeah, that would be him. That would be my
comment. Oh my gosh.
So
you've got a great family. I love it.
She gets more stuff done in about 15 minutes than I do in 15 minutes. And why do you have that much skills?
I will. And I really was going to be at this whole meeting, but then my son's in China and my daughter-in-law had the young women's meeting. Anyway, I'm just trying to be everywhere. And as I was running in here, my other son called New York City and said, "Mom, I need this, this, and this taken care of." I was just like, sure, no problem.
Yeah,
so I promised my grandkids that I would
go sing
them a rollerball
here.
All
right, we'll see you later.
What I was going to tell you about,
what is that?
If you want to know what piece of history this is, that's where our number 5 pump house is. So it's the one right up by the substation, the power substation. And I went to a meeting of the city, and I can't remember where they held it at the time, but and they started saying, "We don't want..." Well, it was the cell tower. They wanted them to move it further up the hill into Cedar Hills. I mean, and I stood up and I go, "So, I'm just going to walk around here with my hat. I want you to put your cell phone in here because that's not going to work anymore if we don't get a tower that can bounce that off. So just go ahead and throw your phone in here because it's useless." "We just don't want that unsightly thing." And it was up there in the Highlands subdivision, you know, and they didn't want to have it. So they moved it up, you know, $570,000 to move.
The city paid for that?
No. But the company paid for it, but they had to move it further up the hill to size. So they were looking for more towers, and this is that number 5 well site, and you can see the towers that are standing up there now. I contacted them and said, "Come on over, I still want a cell phone. So you can put that up on..." And it was generating about $150,000 a year. As a lease for the property. And so that came into the Water County coffers. But as they were putting the tower in, they dug the hole with this backhoe right here. Okay. And they had to bring 3 other cranes in to lift it up so they wouldn't break or bend the tower on this machine. So we've got you can see the cranes all hanging in there to lift this one back up because he hit a bank and he reared on that and he spun that thing right over on its top. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at this one right here, that's what you get when you don't inspect. They had a water line on the secondary water right after they were getting started up there north of Maine. And they let a leak occur, and they didn't do anything about it. The home was getting water into it, and they came up there. Well, the road caved in when these cement trucks came in, and the kid broke his arm because it dropped in the hole, and jerked the steering wheel around, broke his arm. So we got a kid with a broken arm, and that stacked up. The one truck's brand new, first delivery on that, $178,000 was the price tag on that cement truck. Brand new and didn't even make its first delivery. Anyway,
can we dismiss the meeting?
Is this since the city took over the water?
About those things
this is when they got the secondary one. Yeah.
I
moved to conclude. Is that what you're asking?
Okay. So it's adjourned until. Further notice.
You have to tell me who was the motion.
To April the 18th or earlier.
Did you make the motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Motion. Mark. Second.
You know.
Mary.